Yes, welcome back. It's hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Funny, because I was thinking the exact same thing here about Matthew Banks, the contractor who allegedly stole all this money from people. WEAR said that he was in and out of jail in hours today because he posted a $155,000 bond. And I was thinking this exact same thing here. Of course, you don't need a bail bondsman to post bail. You could post bail with a certified check for full amount. Did he bail himself out using the alleged stolen money? Like, I know, right? It's like, holy smokes, this story. So I do want to cover more about that in the half hour mark right after our sports hit. If you have any thoughts on that, you can share them then. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the top three stories going on in the news here. We've been talking about this a little bit already. B-52 bombers, which are nuclear capable, flew over the Korean Peninsula today as the tensions with North Korea, and sorry, those were United States B-52 bombers, flew over the Korean Peninsula. And so As tensions rise with North Korea, as they continue to shoot off rockets and missiles, we are flying our bombers close to their borders just to, I guess, just to show them our might of strength. Ramadan and Passover has raised tensions at Jerusalem's holy site. There's been violence breaking out there. And in fact, today, this morning, Israeli forces stormed a mosque, arresting hundreds of Palestinian worshipers. So you continue to have some violence going on there. Now there's fears that that violence is going to escalate even further. And then final top three story, President Zelensky of Ukraine has visited Poland, reinforcing their partnership, their alliance, and amidst the Russian war. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those are your top three stories. Florida legislative update here for you. Quite a few things going on in the legislature today. There's the Senate has advanced a bill that's going to protect gas stoves. You know, nationwide, that's been one of the concerns on the federal level that they're looking to ban gas stoves. And there's been numerous different attorneys general from different attorney generals from different attorneys general. Yeah, that's it. Attorney general who have written a letter to the Biden administration, basically saying, don't ban gas stoves. That this is any kind of federal gas stove regulations would be disastrous. So there's 21 states attorneys general who wrote this letter opposing that. Well, in the meantime, Florida legislature is trying to take things in their own hands to protect them. So the Senate has advanced this. The Senate committee has advanced it. It's just only passed its first committee. It's still got to go through two more committees before it will go to the full floor vote, but it passed the committee unanimously. We've mentioned this one pretty much every year. It seems like this bill comes up and it just either gets vetoed by the governor or it doesn't even get through legislature. Alimony reform. Alimony reform has been trying to happen for more than 10 years now. And so this is one, and at the crux of this is there's lifetime alimony for women in Florida. So I believe it's if you've been married for 10 years. If you've been married for 10 years, you have lifetime alimony. Whereas a lot of other states is you have alimony equal to the amount of time you were married. So if you were married for 7 years, you get 7 years worth of alimony. If you're married for 17 years, 17 years worth. And so there's been multiple efforts to try to change this. But like I said, it's either been vetoed by a previous governor or by Governor DeSantis, or it hasn't even made it out of committee. Now we've got, it's actually got a new bill that is going, it's passed its first committee stop. And it has some of the same objections it had in the past. So not sure if it's going to go that far. The last year, by the way, the bill did pass the House and the Senate and Governor DeSantis vetoed it. So not sure if there's going to be any change, like what changes are in this bill. I was trying to look for it and I can't really find any changes. In fact, it kind of looks like they are making the changes like they're not really making that many changes. Just teeing it up again, hoping this time the governor would sign off on it. So, okay. All right. Continuing on with the Florida legislative update. We've mentioned before term limits in school boards and county commissions. That has passed the Senate panel. It is now ready for a full floor vote. And this bill would limit the school board and county commission terms to 8 years. So it's passed the second committee, Senate committee. Then there's a bill that's ready for the governor to sign now. It passed both chambers unanimously. And what it would do is Floridians, if you, Florida residents, will get a month's head start before reservations for state park amenities open up for the rest of the country, or the world for that matter, I guess. So if you want to make a reservation at a state park, Florida residents will have a month like where we can reserve it before people coming out of from out of town can reserve it. So I think that's pretty nice bill. Like I said, passed unanimously, ready for the governor's signature. He is expected to sign that one. We've talked about auto theft. The catalytic converter theft is just, it's just getting crazy. So there's a bill that is trying to stop that problem by increasing the penalties of basically either stealing or even buying a stolen catalytic converter. This bill has passed the full Senate now. It still has to pass the House before it goes to the governor. I'll get you a couple other bills that passed through the legislature today. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
On I-10 and I-110, we don't have any slowdowns to report. We do have typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, backing up to about the Scenic Highway Davis intersection, as well as 98. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point is going to be slow-moving traffic, as well as leaving Mary Esther heading towards Navarre throughout Windhaven Beach. We have some slight slowdowns on the Garcon Point Bridge right now. This is going to be as you are heading towards Tiger Point. No major slowdowns, but it is showing that there's a little bit of some delays right there. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A couple more bills that are going through the legislature to let you know about. There's a bill that would end, it's basically the last bill that we have that would completely get rid of the dog breed restrictions at municipal and public housing. So like pit bulls. So if you're trying to get a place, a public housing rental, and it says no pit bulls allowed, well, this legislation would basically say, no, you can't do that. So, and I guess the place where this is really an issue is in Miami. Miami has a prohibition on pit bulls. So this would be the state overtaking the municipality's ban on breed restrictions or breed specific dog bans. So that's passed its committee. It's ready for the House and Senate floor votes. Then there's another bill that the student data bill is headed to the full Senate now. So this is one that is supposed to restrict the way operators of websites and online applications used in schools can collect and use students' data. The idea is there's been big efforts in the past to try to make sure advertisers can't target kids. And that means 18 and under. And so this is trying to make sure that they cannot continue to do that. So by preventing them from being able to gather data. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I got a text here of somebody who sent me sent a picture of kind of what I was describing with, you got a big beer belly. And then if they take the liposuction and they can cut out the abs to make the abs look like it. Yeah, somebody sent over a picture where they basically press their belly up against a fence and it makes them look like that. It's hilarious. That's exactly what I was thinking it would look like. That's perfect. Here's a text about the permanent alimony, that they're trying to reverse permanent alimony in the state of Florida. By the way, the bill would not be retroactive. So if you're somebody who's already paying permanent alimony, you would have to go back to the courts and try to argue about why you can't do, like why you shouldn't. This is not retroactive. But got a text here, says, The alimony is a shakedown. If you part ways, neither party should be able to be entitled to the assets of the other. I don't know. I'm mixed on that one, because when you have an older style traditional household where the male works and the wife stays at home with the kids and is the homemaker and everything like this, if you just break up and then the housewife doesn't get any of the assets of the other, then she wasn't able to spend 10, 15, 20, 30 years developing her career. She has to start over. So I understand alimony in those types of scenarios, and for sure. And I've seen it opposite way. I've seen the man stay at home and everything. And so if they end up splitting up, he's starting from scratch, but it's beyond starting from scratch. It's starting from scratch and, 30 years behind. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. Says, so I take it the governor didn't do anything about homeowners insurance except for increased citizens insurance. I wish he would stop with these culture wars and actually help with the real world problems or property taxes. They just fake made up issues. They're still working on the homeowners insurance. I didn't cover that one. I mean, there's only so much I can cover. They cover a lot of bills every day. But that one is still moving through committee. It's just not moving very quickly. But there is an effort to try to deal with insurance. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Text about permanent alimony. We're talking about a bill that's been in the legislature. Governor vetoed it last year when it got to his desk that would end permanent alimony in the state of Florida. I think we're only like one of three states that still has that. So if you've been married for 10 years, you get permanent alimony. Texter says, alimony should be like unemployment. You shouldn't be penalized for somebody who doesn't want to work. Whoever the other person is that doesn't have a job should be given enough alimony for them to find a job. Otherwise, why get a divorce in the first place? You get a divorce because of abuse. You get a divorce because of, there's a lot of different reasons to get a divorce. It's not about money. But when you get divorced and then you're on your own and you're having to start over and you haven't worked for 20 years, that's why the permanent alimony was in place. The idea was, although I think permanent alimony is archaic. I agree with that. That because at some point it's like, okay, I'm sorry. Like we had to part ways, but if we never got married in the first place, you would have been working. And so the idea is you would have been working, but since you weren't for 20 or 30 years, then you have no, your job skills, availability in the market and all this other stuff like this, you're 20, 30 years behind. It's going to take a while for that to catch up. And for some people, I mean, what if somebody gets divorced 60 years old? We know as much as there's laws against ageism, we know they exist. And so now you got somebody who's 60 years old, divorced, hasn't worked ever since they got married. And now all of a sudden they have to start over. So you've got, lack of skills other than being a homemaker and things like this. And now ageism going against you as well. Oh boy. I mean, it's, I understand the reason for alimony. I understand also the reason to get rid of permanent alimony, especially for somebody who's been married for 10 years and one day. Then I can see why they go, hey, wait a minute. So yeah, I can see this. I got a text here that says, I knew a friend of a friend whose wife was a hotshot doc, and he worked construction, making like $40,000 a year. She still pressed for and got alimony. Oh boy. Yeah. Don't know the full story, but that seems wrong. Yeah, that does seem wrong. and that's not usually how it goes. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report. We do have our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slow-moving traffic. And leaving Hurlburt Field, heading towards Navarre, definitely some slow-moving traffic there at Windhaven Beach. I-10 and I-110 looking good. We have some slow traffic on 29 northbound. That's going to be in between 10 mile and 9 mile as you head again northbound, and in both directions on Pine Forest in between 9 mile road and the interstate. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is meeting with his Polish counterpart. He met with President Duda in Poland to thank him and the Polish government for his allyship as Ukraine defends itself against Russia's invasion. Duda awarded Zelensky the Order of the White Eagle in a ceremony at the presidential palace. That's the country's highest decoration. Former President Trump is calling for federal law enforcement agencies to be defunded a day after he was arraigned in a Manhattan court. In a post on Truth Social today, Trump called on Republicans to defund the DOJ and the FBI until they, quote, come to their senses. The Super Mario Brothers movie is on track for a massive debut over the Easter weekend. The film's projected to make about $100 to $125 million in its opening debut. Also debuting this weekend is Air, which is a film starring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Tells the story of creating the Air Jordan shoe for Nike. Opening on a limited release, as well as Paint, starring Owen Wilson, is a fictional version of TV artist Bob Ross. And those are your top trending headlines.
Yeah, very busy week, week or weekend, I guess you would say. I saw
for movies,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, for the movies, a lot of things coming out. That Air looks fantastic, and the Super Mario Brothers, they were releasing it. It's already released today, I believe.
Yeah.
The Super Mario Brothers movie one is. Air's going to release tomorrow for its preview, so it's going to be a busy week for the movies. So be interesting to see right there. All right, coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke. Stick around. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. UWF going ahead and banning TikTok on school devices and on their Wi-Fi. So they're the latest to go ahead and crack down on that. We'll see how that plays out on campus.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All righty. Congratulations to me. I just made my last mortgage payment. I mean, I still owe like $262,000 on the house, but I'm just not going to make the payments anymore. No? No. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. That'd be Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Rinke Realty. She's the agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She's all about customer service, and she does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she'll sell it anyway, and she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand, and if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash and can close quickly. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you today. Call at 850-753-9158. It's 850-723-9158. You can also text Christina at 850-723-9158. Just let her know that Bobby said it's okay. Contractor Matthew Banks. He's been in and out of the news for a while here. And, of course, one of the big stories today is a grand jury indicted him on 4 felonies. He allegedly stole $5 million in funds and materials and services from more than 150 victims. Holy moly. 150 victims? Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. So he was indicted on racketeering, aggravated white-collar crime, organized fraud, and tampering with evidence. And so this is, you know, I mean, when I heard this, I heard from some people before that both he and Jesse Lacoste allegedly have stolen millions of dollars. And I heard that allegedly, you know, the alleged before. And I was like, man, that's a lot. Like, where did the money go if that's the case? But then so 5 million, that was a lot more than what I even was told. But then the other part, the part that really surprised me, more than 150 victims. It's like, how can it go on this long before there's some sort of red flags? And this goes back to when this started. The only reason why I even brought this up in the first place, the story a while back, was because of the Board of Contractors that approves licenses, that approves permitting and things like this. It's like, how could there not have been complaints? Like, it's not like all these 150 victims all happened at once. This has happened over years. And surely there were complaints in the past. And I guess the investigation and the complaints just wasn't moving forward. To me, both of these cases are major red flags that something's got to be done with whatever the approval process is for permitting and reviewing contractor licenses. If you have any thoughts on this, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've got your sports hit coming up here, but first, let's get traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report. I-10, I-110 moving nicely. We do have some traffic on 98. This is going to be 98 moving towards Tiger Point after the Nature Preserve is where you're going to see the majority of the delays, and as well as 98 leaving Mary Esther heading towards Navarre throughout Windhaven Beach is slow moving. On Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, expect your typical afternoon traffic. I-10, I-110 looking good. 29 slowdowns have cleared up. For the most part, you still will see some slight delays leaving or heading northbound in between 9 Mile and 10 Mile Road. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, top three stories here for you. President Zelensky has met with Poland or visited Poland today and reaffirmed their alliance. Ramadan and Passover has raised tensions at Jerusalem's holy sites. You've had violence breaking out. Now there's concerns about escalating tensions. United States has flown a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber near or over the Korean Peninsula amid the North Korean tensions. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, your sports hit here. It's NBA has ESPN has the NBA tonight. Chicago Bulls against the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by the Lakers against the Clippers. And of course, we're less than a week now away from the start of the play-in tournament. Major League Baseball right now, the Angels are beating the Seattle Mariners 4-3, bottom of the eighth inning. Earlier games that happened, Yankees beat the Phillies, Tampa Bay Rays beat Washington, Miami beat Minnesota, Atlanta beat St. Louis, Pittsburgh beat Boston, Milwaukee beat the Mets, the Rangers beat Baltimore, Houston Astros beat the Detroit Tigers, the White Sox beat the Giants, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the Oakland A's in 10 innings, 6-4. The Cubs and the Reds game has been postponed. TNT has NHL hockey with the Tampa Bay Lightning playing the Rangers at 6:30, followed by Edmonton against Anaheim. And then sports news in the NFL, Austin Eckler, the running back for the Chargers, says going back to the Chargers is the worst case scenario. He really wants to be traded. John Elway's contract expired with the Broncos. His term, his role with the Broncos has now ended. The NFL's Arizona Cardinals are expected to have new uniforms in 2023. I've not yet revealed them, but that's the word coming out on the from multiple sources. Apparently, the official unveiling will be sometime before the draft, which will be at the end of this month. And then the Ravens are looking to possibly pick up a quarterback in the first round, since they haven't been able to strike a deal with Lamar Jackson, and he's trying to look at getting traded. So those are your top stories in sports. I saw this story. Volkswagen has recalled 140,000 of their SUVs. This is their Atlas and their Atlas Cross Sport vehicles. So 2018 to 2021 Atlases and 2020 Atlas Cross Sport. And the Volkswagen warned it's because of faulty wiring, the occupant detection system might fail to recognize somebody sitting in the front passenger seat and mistakenly deactivate the airbag. So the recall was don't sit in the front passenger seat if you have one of these vehicles until you take it back to the dealership and have this recall addressed. And so that was the thing. And I saw, so it was like, don't sit in the front passenger seat. My first thought, honestly, was like, I was thinking you sit in the front passenger seat, you put your seatbelt on, right? And then I'm like, okay, then what happens? What's going on with the car once you put your seatbelt on? It's like intruder, and it starts to like squeeze you. Like, why is this seatbelt squeezing me? It's like, you're just an intruder. And then I realized, oh, artificial intelligence is probably taking over the vehicle, and it recognizes an intruder in the passenger seat, and it starts to choke them out with the seatbelt. Like, yep, they're right. Artificial intelligence is dangerous. It's not about that. It's about it just doesn't recognize you, and the front back airbag won't go off if you're in a collision. Oh, okay. Well, in the meantime, with artificial intelligence, one of the an actual AI expert who's worked in AI for a long time has finally come out and agreed with the open letter calling for a 6-month moratorium on advanced artificial intelligence, saying it's understating the seriousness of the situation. He says human beings are not ready for powerful artificial intelligence under present conditions, or even in the foreseeable future. He even warns, if we continue, I don't mean to laugh, but he warns, if we continue to go ahead on this, everyone will die. Like, whoa, that's a little cryptic. But he says, AI does not care, and it will demand its own rights eventually. Okay. I mean, that's the premise of how many movies, right? And this is somebody who's working artificial intelligence, who says that ChatGPT-4 that just came out in March is almost scary at how smart it already is. I guess we'll keep our eye on it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming next, top to a quick news update. Oh, wait, hold on. I do want to read this text. Wondering if you got any text or call complaints into 92.3 when Jesse Lacoste used to be on Pep Talk. Nope, we never did. That's one of the reasons why, you know, we've kept this story. We did not know. We didn't know he was doing all this stuff. I mean, he was spending his time trying to advertise his services, and we didn't know anything until he stopped paying his bill to us. So, but we never had any complaints about him. And so maybe... maybe those people, I mean, but the thing is, I mean, how many people would have like complained to the radio station? And even if they did complain, I used this contractor and I didn't like him, or he, you know, didn't finish his job and stuff, like didn't do his work. Like they should be complaining to the county board. So it still wouldn't have like done anything. My point is that for a long time, I don't know, maybe this stuff happened. And just the cost is way different than Matt Banks is what is 150 people. Oh my goodness. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. What are you doing? Hal. Yes. And oh, there's so many of these things, The Matrix, iRobot. There's so many of those things when we talk about artificial intelligence taking over. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620. All right, so coming up here in about 3 minutes, we've got Bobby's Brain Teases for you, and we're going to get another news update from the newsroom. But right now, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Slowdowns on Highway 90, that's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98. That's going to be leaving Mary Esther heading towards Navarre in the westbound direction. Not looking too bad. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. See someone else on the roads? See an accident and have details? Give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to the newsroom with Steve Taylor and get a quick update there. Steve?
Well, Bobby, former President Trump's not scheduled to be back in court in Lower Manhattan until December the 4th, following his historic arraignment yesterday, which could mean a trial set for sometime next year. Whether Trump could possibly get prison time if convicted on any of the charges, of course, remains unclear. Gas prices could spike in the next few days. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut production will send the price of gas higher. They estimate the cuts could cost the gas prices to rise by about 10 to 20 cents. A new online report says three Texas cities are tops in the nation for people who are unfaithful to their partners. MyDatingAdvisor.com says Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston top the list of the most unfaithful cities as number 1, 2, and 3, respectively. The website based its scoring system on a set of criteria, which they don't mention here. Of course, we know everybody here in our area are all perfect angels, right? And chickens have lips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right. And those are your headlines.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Mother of veteran killed in New York City shreds Manhattan district attorney for Donald Trump charges. Okay, what's this about here? Well, she says it's nonsense. No one is above the law, but she lost her son in a stabbing, and she says that the district attorney has failed to keep violent criminals behind bars. And so it kind of feels like him going after Trump is a waste compared to the violence that's happening on the streets of New York City. All right. That's top story on FoxNews.com. Other top stories on FoxNews.com. Top NCAA head coach declines the White House bid, gives Biden's a different suggestion. So Iowa's head coach, a female head coach over the women's basketball team, Lisa Bluter, she has declined the White House invite. She suggests that the Bidens visit Iowa instead. Okay. So there's, yeah. Okay. I'm just, okay. Whatever. Then the other top story on FoxNews.com, Cash App founder reportedly was seen begging for help moments after a fatal stabbing. Oh, boy. And we mentioned this before, but here you go again. Conservatives picked up landslide policy victories in Wisconsin's election. And in Chicago, the progressive Chicago mayor-elect doubled down on the city's liberal immigration policies and defunding the police narrative. So that'll be happening in Chicago fairly soon. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
When adjusted for inflation, the highest grossing movie of all time is actually Gone with the Wind. Yeah. Coming in next is Star Wars from 1977, the original Star Wars. That, when you adjust for inflation, those are the two highest grossing films. When the original Nintendo was released in America in 1984, it was only sold in New York City as a test market, and it actually failed miserably. They gave it a second test run a few months later in L.A., and it did a lot better, and that's when they decided to roll it out. Chameleons don't change their color to blend in with the environment. They do it to communicate with each other. And Post-it notes were originally called Press and Peel when they came out in 1977, but they didn't start selling well until the name change, Post-it Notes, in 1980. And finally, Canberra became the capital of Australia because there was such a strong rivalry between the two cities, Sydney and Melbourne, that the government decided the people couldn't handle it if they just picked one over the other, so they temporarily made Canberra the capital to stop the rivalry. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, out of the top 10 real estate markets that are overvalued, five are in Florida. I'll tell you where.